Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. There's a beautiful, strange line in the 13th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Here it is. Do not neglect hospitality, for by it some have entertained angels unawares. The first part of that passage is clear enough. Do not neglect hospitality. So just for starters, if you are neglecting hospitality, then it's time to do something to change that. But the second part of the statement is the really intriguing part. Through hospitality, some have entertained angels without realizing it. I'm sure, by the way, we've all entertained angels without realizing it. Remember, they are there for every embarrassing moment we've ever had, and they're probably going to get a good laugh out of it. But the author of Hebrews isn't talking about that kind of entertainment. He's saying that some people, by being hospitable, have actually hosted angels. When did that sort of thing happen? And what does it tell us about why we shouldn't neglect hospitality on our part? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. So who offered hospitality to people that turned out to be angels? Well, there are several occasions in the Old Testament. The most famous is Abraham and Sarah. When three strangers came walking toward them across the horizon, Abraham was eager to be a good host. He begged them to stay and let him serve them while his wife got the food ready. A second case comes right after. Two of those same angels go to visit Lot, Abraham's nephew, who at the time was living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Here again, Lot offers the angels hospitality. He will wash their feet and set a banquet before them. Finally, we can think of the case of Tobit and the angel Raphael. Raphael, remember, was the angel who came disguised as a family relative of Tobit. And when Raphael reveals that he's actually an angel, he specifies that when he'd been given food, he only pretended to eat it. That means that, presumably, Tobit and his family and the other family in the story, the family of Raguel, had shared their table with the angel. So what can these Old Testament stories of hospitality to angels tell us about hospitality toward one another? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The first thing to appreciate is that the angels are always those who are sent to us by the Lord. The word angel just means messenger. Every angel is a messenger from God. And so, every angel is, in that sense, a representative of God. This is really clear in the case of the three angels whom Abraham and Sarah hosted. Although they are angels, they speak in the name of the Lord. In fact, those three angels are one of the very clearest hints in the entire Old Testament that God is actually a Trinity. For instance, the most important painting of the Trinity in all of Christian history, by Rublev, is of those three angels, each representing a different divine person. What that means practically for us is that in welcoming people into our homes and serving them through hospitality, we are welcoming representatives of God. And in serving others through hospitality, we are serving the God who has sent them to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Again, it's not just the angels who represent God. It's anyone with whom Christ has identified himself. He said that our service to the poor and needy is service to him. Whenever you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me, our Lord stated. He's also said that just the basic service to the physical needs of other faithful people is going to be rewarded. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, that person will certainly not lose his reward, our Lord stated. Did you get that? If you give just a cup of cold water to a fellow believer, Christ will reward you. You will not lose your reward. But do you know how you will lose your reward? If you don't give them a cup of cold water or anything else. And do you know the best opportunity for giving someone a cup of cold water? When you've invited them into your house, of course. You shake their hand, you take their jacket, and then you say, "What can I get you to drink?" And even if they say, "Thanks, I'll just take water," well, then you won't lose your reward. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We started this meditation by reflecting on the passage from Hebrews. Do not neglect hospitality, for by it some have entertained angels unawares. And we looked at some of the cases in the Old Testament where human beings were good hosts to angels. But guess what? In each of those cases, the angel became a source of unbelievable blessing. When Abraham and Sarah exercised hospitality, the angels told them that they would finally receive their long-hoped-for miracle of a child. And they did. When Lot exercised hospitality, the angels saved him and his family from the disasters that were about to utterly destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And when Tobit exercised hospitality, the angel Raphael saved his son's life, exorcised the demon from his daughter-in-law, and cured Tobit's blindness. So you see, the point of bringing up hospitality to angels is to realize that we can still exercise hospitality to the Lord through his representatives, and the blessings of doing so will be staggering. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is one of my favorite topics, favorite things to do, I should say, because you know my deep love for friendship and good conversation, which all comes as a result of hosting. But what caught your attention?
I have to make a confession. Ooh. Which is... about a month ago when we were in Lyon and we were standing in the chapel of the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Lamb and looking at this beautiful, beautiful icon that sits behind their altar, I was so confused and I didn't want to ask anyone why they were talking about the Trinity, but they were painted as angels. And I was just like, why? Oh, I'm not sure about the theology there. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm sure you guys are right. And not until this meditation did I fully understand that painting. But it was so perfect because when you started talking about hospitality, my first thought was anyone who has ever made dinner or lunch or offered food to the little brothers and sisters, they have given hospitality to angels unaware.
Exactly.
In my opinion, I
Well,
at
now
least that's how I.
here's something striking. This is so wonderful, this conversation, because just the other day, a couple of days ago, I hosted four of the sisters from the Community of the Lamb for lunch. I had them over for lunch. And it's really pertinent to this conversation that the method of evangelization of the little brothers and little sisters of the Lamb is that they go into a neighborhood and they randomly knock on the door of somebody's home and ask if the people in the home might have some food to share with them. And it's amazing how poor people always invite them in, and how often in rich neighborhoods they call the police on them.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that poor people are more prone to be hospitable, and wealthy neighborhoods, I'm not talking ultra wealthy, like upper middle class, are more prone to call the police on them. Which I
I
think.
couldn't imagine being the police officer responding and being like, oh yes, the very threatening.
Catholic nuns. But it's indicative of our culture that it seems that more comfortable we are, the more wealthy we are, the more we tend to isolate, and the less we extend ourselves in hospitality. It's a dangerous, slippery slope. But the thing that struck me, and I guess I'm not letting you tell me what struck you, other
No, it
than
was partially reflecting on that, reflecting on them and re reflecting on their charism. Because it's really, I think I came to better understand why they do it.
I am always struck by the staggering blessing of hosting people. And do you know what the greatest blessing of hosting people is? Friendship. The greatest blessing is friendship. I've come to the conclusion that the greatest blessing in life is friendship.
I agree.
But friendship comes as a result, a fruit of invitation and hospitality.
You have to make a lot of small sacrifices for friends. I mean, whether that's your time or you're going to give them a little bit of food or say you meal prepped for the week and you're gonna have to do a lot more work, but you decided to share that a little with friends is it goes a long way. And I sometimes it can create that underlying bitterness of no one's giving back, but I promise, just keep giving. I am
Because
astounded at when I am not aware of the ways other people are giving to me, but it's just good to give. I really promise it's good to give.
there's someone else said that it's better to give than to receive. I really want to encourage, challenge everyone praying with us this year, eat meals together, pray the rosary together, build an ark together. My friends, I'm telling you, the world is going to split apart, meaning we are going to become more and more isolated and alone unless you fight the trend. And it's so easy. Invite people to eat with you, whether they live with you or don't live with you. Eat meals together, pray the rosary together, build an ark of a small community of family or friends that can be your fortress, because the world is going to fragment into isolation.
I think we're already doing that.
And let us help you. As I've said in previous rosaries, whether you have a tight-knit, long-standing rosary group, whether you desire one but don't know how to start, or whether you're completely alone and have no one to reach out to, let us help you. Go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on Rosary Groups, give us your information. We'll reach out to you, I promise you, directly, and help you and support you in any way. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.